University of Maine System trustees got an update today on an ambitious long-term plan to integrate, merge, and phase out some academic programs across the system's 7 campuses. Officials leading the initiative say they are committed to consulting closely with faculty and students throughout the process. As Jay Field reports, trustees also learned the system's facing $16 million operating loss for the budget year that ended in June.
There were a few different reasons for the shortfall, system officials say, including the unpredictability of the stock market and costs associated with restructuring that's supposed to put the system on more sustainable financial footing for the long term. Dan DeMeritt is a spokesperson for the UMaine system.
As we close out the books for the last fiscal year, which ended June 30th, we have an operating loss of about $16 million. It's associated with some losses in one of our investment funds, some costs associated with retirement incentives as we downsize and adjust the size of the system, plus some severance expenses that the system incurred as part of a realignment at USM and elsewhere.
DeMeritt says the loss will be covered with money from the system's budget stabilization fund, money from individual campus reserves, and a drawdown of the system's insurance benefit pool will also be used. The current year's $518 million budget, notes DeMeritt, is balanced as of now, thanks to $7.2 million in emergency reserve funds. After hearing about the financials, UMaine System trustees gave some attention to the academic restructuring that's beginning to take place across the 7 campuses. Trustees have already seen what can happen when programs are eliminated or restructured and faculty and students feel like they haven't been heard. Trustee Sean Moody noted the experience at the University of Southern Maine.
I know that the situation we've got in down at USM was very tenuous, and I think the two things that I grasped from that experience was the students and the faculty wanted more transparency and they wanted more predictability.
At the University of Southern Maine last year, students and faculty protested loudly and often after 5 programs were eliminated and 50 faculty positions were targeted for elimination. Those layoffs have been challenged by the Associated Faculties of Maine and are now before an arbitrator. The UMaine system administration cites years of flat funding from the state and declining enrollment as reasons why the 7 campuses face an unsustainable financial future unless they dramatically cut costs. Under the One University initiative now underway, the campus presidents' councils are reviewing all academic programs to make sure they're financially sustainable and integral to a campus's mission. Dr. Ellen Chafee is running the so-called academic program review and integration process. Chafee says presidents' councils are also looking at what academic offerings set each campus apart.
By untangling the areas of internal competition and emphasizing areas of distinction campus by campus, that helped give us some guidance about where things might stay and why some things might stay, even if their financials are difficult.
Chafee says she's committed to making sure faculty across the system are kept in the loop as the academic review continues. For MPBN News, I'm Jay Field.